There has been a major development in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam has formally withdrawn an extradition to China bill that ignited months of sometimes violent protests and aggressive police action in the streets of the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. The hope is that the Lam announcement will ease tensions between her government and pro-democracy activists. Global markets have responded positively, with share prices on the New York Stock Exchange up sharply. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy.
Carrie Lam said on Wednesday the government will, quote, officially withdraw the bill and eradicate the worries of the people, adding the security chief will propose a motion to withdraw the bill.
What happened in the last 2 months has shocked and saddened the Hong Kong people and made everyone worried and upset about Hong Kong. Everyone is very worried and hopes to resolve the current situation.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Reuters previously revealed that Lam had told business leaders last week that she had caused unforgivable havoc by introducing it.
That was Emma McCarthy of Reuters. Meanwhile, pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam is denying she's discussed resigning with Chinese officials. The issue is that in a leaked audio recording, Lam is heard to say she would step down if she had a choice. A U.S. government watchdog agency says migrant children who were separated from their parents at the country's southern border last year have suffered serious mental health problems. And according to AP, which got an advance copy of the report, the family reunification process apparently added to the stress of the children's ordeal. The report was put together by the Inspector General's Office in the Department of Health and Human Services. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Rescue and recovery operations continue in the Bahamas in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, the most powerful storm to hit the country in recorded history. There is monumental damage and thousands of people are homeless. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says there are 7 confirmed deaths, but that number is expected to rise. Dorian battered the Bahamas for 2 days, but survivors already are talking about rebuilding as the British Royal Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard deliver aid. Dorian, at this hour, is gradually moving past the states of Florida and Georgia as it heads toward the Carolinas. Joe Klein is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
If it shifts a bit to the west, then obviously it's moving very, very close, forecasted to move very, very close to the coast, so then things could be much worse and right along the coastline. And if it moves a little bit to the east, then things improve a bit better.
The governor of North Carolina has ordered a mandatory evacuation of dangerously exposed barrier islands. The British Parliament stands toe-to-toe once again today with Prime Minister Boris Johnson as it tries to compel the Conservative leader to ask the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. Brexit now is set for the end of October. Tuesday, in a stunning move, lawmakers voted to block Johnson from going ahead with a no-deal Brexit. Johnson, meanwhile, has introduced a bill for snap elections, and he is predicting a Brexit victory ahead in his dealings with the EU.
This government is going to get a deal from our friends in Brussels. And we will get the backstop out. We will get an agreement that I think this House can approve. The only thing that is standing in our way is the undermining of those negotiations by this surrender bill, which would lead to more dither and delay.
YouTube has run afoul of U.S. regulators, and it will cost some big dollars for its Google overseers. Here's AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Google will pay $170 million to settle allegations its video site YouTube collected the personal information of children without their parents' consent. Google was fined $136 million by the Federal Trade Commission, and the company will pay an additional $34 million to resolve similar allegations with New York State. Federal law requires parental consent before companies can collect and share personal information of children under age of 13. YouTube has said its service is intended for ages 13 and older. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pope Francis is on the road as he begins a 3-nation African tour, the 4th of his papacy. On the Pontiff's itinerary, Mozambique, Madagascar, and Mauritius. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is